Hey everybody, it's Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron.
We are a podcast where we discuss, I just lost my notes.
Yeah, where would he be without
his notes? About paranormal. This is a podcast about paranormal contemporary mythology. This episode is produced by our Patreon subscriber, Cody, I want to say Witchman. Wichmann. Cody, thank you for your subscription. It's been a couple weeks. We've been dropping the ball.
Cheers.
But here's your shout out. Thanks for the beers. And go to reallifesci-fi.show. Get access to our link tree. We got a Discord. We got a Patreon. Two extra episodes a week. It's really great.
Yeah, it is great.
All the extra episodes, so much better than this free one. So
yeah, this free one's like garbage.
This free one's garbage. So you have to pay for the good stuff.
Yeah,
so. That's not by design. It just ended up that way.
Yeah, can't be helped. Can't be helped.
Sorry. Sorry. Give us your money. let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend. She's a producer, Noah Durbin, whose movie, the Butthole Surfers movie, it's a documentary, is coming soon. They're editing it.
Ooh. Awesome.
Noah, thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm so excited.
Yay!
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So how into like conspiracy theories and like, you know, cryptos and stuff?
Cryptics.
Yeah, like how into this world are you?
Oh, so I really like people who are into conspiracy theories. I'm not personally, like, I'm a fan of the idea of people liking it.
Okay.
You know, rather than... I do, like, I used to want to be a cryptozoologist for 5 minutes when I was like 14.
Fun!
Because, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to be one of those like Loch Ness monster chasers and like Chupacabra.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dreams died long ago.
So. Aww.
Oh.
Well, it's never too late.
Maybe tonight, maybe
you
this
still,
is...
You could still chase Loch Ness around.
I know. I feel like, though, like, back then I was like, why did I even think... There's, like, millions of people... I'm too egotistical. I need to do, like, something more special. I can't...
Mm.
I need to find, like a beast that nobody even thought of, you know?
Yeah, and not to try to take you back into that realm, but it's like, you know, there's a lot of people making stuff, but, like, you can make it better.
That's true, and you know what? Okay, I'm putting my Loch Ness gloves
all right.
back on.
Yeah, we did it.
Okay. That's what you do here, Real Life Sci-Fi.
We change lives.
Make your dreams come true.
Oh, Cancer Christ documentary. Mm-hmm. Maybe I am doing that.
Ooh.
That's from the chat.
Oh yeah, you're in Cancer Christ, right?
I'm a church member. I'm an affiliate producer of the Church of Cancer Christ.
Ooh.
And yes, we do have some interesting things coming up, and also they're touring in like 2 weeks.
So. Oh my gosh!
West Coast tour.
Holy shit!
Speaking of mystical things, you know this band has snake people.
Oh my god! You know this? You know about this?
Okay, it's a band.
Uh-huh. Cancer Christ.
Cancer Christ is a band. And
there are snake people, the miracle of snake people. So it does have to do with this.
I do like watching the videos. Like they're, it's pretty.
Do you mean they charm snakes?
Or no, the snakes are playing in the band.
They're snake people.
They have living, breathing snake people.
Like they're the drumsticks.
By the power
they just like
of
bang
Christ.
Some snakes on the drum.
Yes,
the power of Christ makes them into snake people.
They turned into snake. Their devotion was so great that they've become snakes.
It's the snake that tempted Eve.
Exactly.
See?
Is this a Tommy band?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Sweatband Records.
Oh, do they go under, is his name like Fuckman or something in this band?
I don't know if he's in this band. Maybe he's just in the label. I don't know. We don't know who the people snake
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
right?
we can't.
Oh, we don't know.
Ruin the lore.
Okay, forget I
you
said
You should
anything.
Know a thing or two about fucking mysteries. Sorry.
No, that's okay. We can curse all day.
I'm the skeptic.
Allowed to curse?
Okay. I'm the skeptic.
Okay. He doesn't know anything about fucking mysteries.
You're the skeptic of, okay.
Yeah, so I don't do shit.
We'll break you by the end of this.
All right, well, I hope so, because we do solve every topic that we bring up. So just like you're going to get back into cryptozoology, I will agree that there are blood things.
Snake people.
Oh, snake people. But that's not what this episode is about.
No,
is it?
No.
Okay. Well, Willie, why don't you... Oh, do you want to talk about the Butthole Surfer doc or...
Yeah, do we have a minute?
Sure.
So speaking of like freaky things, the Butthole Surfers movie I'm producing, directed by Tom Stern, who's been on the Abbott Hour also, and he directed a little movie called Freaked.
Everybody loves that movie,
yeah, it's
right?
The best.
Yeah,
dude, I couldn't.
Fucking awesome.
Everyone I love loves it.
Everyone else, right?
Yeah,
everyone but you, because you're a skeptic. You don't have it in your heart.
Yeah, I'm like, I hate everything.
But anyway, he's directing it, and it's been really awesome. We have puppets. There's gonna be sick animation. You know, it's not your mama's music doc, and we have like fun people talking about the Butthole Surfers, like Ice-T. And Eric Andre, and Ian MacKay, and all those cool people. Sorry if I didn't say, there's like a minute, I have like hours and hours of interviews to edit. But
it's fun, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Keep, stay tuned, there's gonna be more updates in the fall.
Ooh.
Is there like a website or anything?
There is a website. It's a buttholesurfersmovie.com.
All right, great.
Got like a Substack or something? It's okay. I don't know what Substack is either.
Oh, but it probably does.
This is what people are. I just hear probably people say that. It, and I'm like, "Oh, you got a Substack?"
We're like on Discord, so we're supposed to know.
Yeah.
And butthole spelled normally, just so you know.
Yeah, butthole how you spell butthole, and surfer how you spell surfer.
Exactly. .com.
I think the reason I don't like those guys is because I was like, I'm like kind of prudish, and I just never liked that name. It like grossed me out. Butthole Surfer, ew.
Well,
now everyone's surfing buttholes.
Surfing the butthole.
Well, they did before it was cool, really.
Yeah.
And I really was attracted to them initially because I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, it's that's really stupid. So I was like, wow, I wanted. I don't know. And life ended up that I'm producing their movie. I had no idea. I'm new
so
to this,
cool.
New to this country. I'm not a long time in this
From
country.
From where?
No, I'm from Israel. That's not my real accent, but when I just did some other accent. But you know, this is the land of dreams. Okay,
that's what they tell us.
Yeah, you can come from Israel to being the buttholes lady.
Yeah,
everybody's like, oh, that's
what
the buttholes
dream.
Lady.
What a dream!
I almost spit up my beer. That was hilarious. Like, I'm surprised I didn't.
Well, we do something here on the show called the Sob Scale. It's a five-question quiz.
Are you a skeptic? Are you a believer?
It's like babies flying all around me. Little ghost babies.
Little ghost babies flying around, sobbing. Sob Scale stands for Skeptic or Believer. It's a five-question quiz. At the end, I will rate you anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a believer. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a skeptic. Are you ready to be weighed on the sob scale?
Do I get punished?
Do you want to?
You'll surprise me.
Which number would get punished, do you think?
I mean, that's the surprise.
All right. Okay, first question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Well, I feel really bad to admit it. I'm coming out of the closet and I've been like hiding it for years in America. I don't believe in aliens.
Whoa. Wow.
And I'm really, really sorry, Americans, because here I feel like people really take it seriously. So
yeah, they do.
No disrespect. No disrespect. Yes. I just like, I'm empty. I'm empty. So
interesting. Okay.
That's my problem.
You don't need to be apologetic about that, though.
I'm empty.
He's got
not even an apology. I'm just like
taking
personal inventory.
I get it, man.
Have
it's
an empty
fine.
Contest right now. Who's the most empty?
Well, we don't want to get that dark.
I would say it's somebody with a blue microphone.
I'll never tell. Second question, do you believe in ghosts?
Again, I'm really sorry, America. I do not, unfortunately, I do not believe in ghosts. But, you know, I'm capable of being really afraid of ghosts and aliens because I watch, like, almost strictly horror movies. And I really scare myself a lot. Like, I live alone. Please don't come murder me. But, like, you know.
What's your address?
I live alone and I'm like constantly afraid. Like every time somebody knocks at my door, I'm like, oh, I'm going to open the door and they're going to blow my fucking head off because I'm in America. But like...
I get scared about that too. That's right? A real fear.
I don't know why. Like I saw The Jerk and you know in The Jerk there's the scene that somebody just goes on the phone book and decides to shoot Steve Martin.
That's terrifying.
Like that shit happens here every day. But anyway, like...
Nathan. What's his name?
Damn it. All
right, sorry. Black man, right?
No.
He was born a poor black man.
But I thought his name has nothing to do with it?
I don't know. I just know that he hates these cans.
Yeah.
He hates these cans.
There's more cans.
So I'm really capable of being afraid of ghosts and I don't believe in them.
Right.
So, but I'm still afraid of them. It's kind of like God. I don't believe in that, but I'm afraid of God.
Did you just only live in Israel or did you, where have you?
I lived in Israel until I was like 23 and then I lived in London, England, not Canada.
Is there London, Canada?
I don't know why I keep having to say that. Nobody ever thought it was in Canada. But I feel compelled for some reason. So I lived there for 1 year and then I moved here.
But they got ghosts in Israel, right? Don't you have ghost stories and stuff?
I think there's bigger things to worry about in Israel.
Not really. Like, I don't know. In Israel, they like... Judaism is kind of like... It's like a bummer. Like, I always wanted, when I was a kid, I wanted to be like a Christian or like specifically Catholic because they have all the scary shit. You know, they have like the devil.
Right.
Like, Judaism is not like... It's like... Judaism doesn't give a fuck about anything. It's like, it's just like you're afraid of God. Like, God hates you. He doesn't love you like Jesus. He's not a little pussy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't fucking love you. Sorry. Like, you know, it's a different vibe. Like, here, I don't know. But I always, like, watched these movies, like Exorcist. And I was like, oh, like, that's what I want. Like, you know.
You gonna watch that new Russell Crowe exorcism movie?
Oh, that looks so awesome. And I'm so happy he's back.
He's been around. He's been around. Right? A little bit? I can't think. I can't think of the last time.
I think he punched some people or something.
Oh,
and then
he
got kind of canceled, but then people started getting canceled about like real stuff. And they're like, okay, we can have Russell Crowe again.
He's just an asshole. He's not like a bigot.
I'm the biggest fan of everybody in Hollywood. So I can.
Oh, well, thank you very much. So no to the ghosts. Bigfoot?
I want to believe.
Mm-hmm. X-Files.
I want to believe.
So it's like a soft no.
It's a soft no. Well, you know it's a no.
Okay, it's a no. Fair enough. But this one could get you. Psychics?
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I'll go
All
for
right,
psychics.
We got one.
Nice.
Okay. But not like the, like, you know...
Not the roadside ones.
Not the ones that are working.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm a little bit psychic.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah?
I can see, like, the deepest secrets in your eyes.
Oh, man. Don't look at my eyes.
I have allergies. Like, I'm not looking at you weird. I have allergies.
That's why I wear the glasses so people can't like inspect too deeply into my psyche. But
okay.
I don't know. I feel like there's weird stuff. Like people, you know, there's people that are, they have like vibes or something.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know,
yeah.
That you're like, this person is like magic. I don't know what it is. But he has the je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, that's magic.
Do you believe that, this is the last question. Do you believe that we live in a simulation?
No, but we're gonna be soon.
Right? Yeah, we're gonna make one.
Like, it's kind of happening now. I don't know. It's kind of like...
With, you know, like, Meta and stuff, you mean?
Yeah, you know all those shows like Is It Cake? Everything could be cake nowadays.
Oh my God, you're right.
Did everything you've experienced in your life so far, was it real?
Oh my God. Or was it cake?
Yeah. You won't believe it. Like, the things that can be cake nowadays. Oh so, my God. Like,
you can't believe
it's
it.
Like, it's kind of like.
Make you choose your grandma or your job. Like, which one are you going to pick?
Which one? They both might be cake. So you can have your cake and eat it too nowadays. This is the society we live in. But
my grandma was a sweetie, so she was probably cake.
Oh my gosh.
But like, you know, it's kind of like that, I think, with the simulation. Like, soon we won't know, like, is this AI or is this cake or is this a person? Like,
yeah.
It's going to be so confusing when we can't even know if something is cake AI or like a biological human being.
It's no, like it's going to destroy society.
It's being cake-fished.
It's cake like fished?
Cake fished. That's what it's catfishing, but in your reality. You just go cake fish.
Oh my God. I let's do it. Talk to me later. Make it happen.
This is like what the writers of Portal were thinking all along, right? You guys play that game? The cake is a lie.
Yeah, the cake is a lie.
It's very prescient.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so you're like a...
One.
Yeah, one. You're a one. Congratulations.
I'm a one. Okay, I'm the one.
Yeah.
You're the one.
Well, it's pretty rare to get a one, so I do feel like you're the one.
Oh, thank you.
Usually people believe in at least two of the things, or none of the things. Never just one of the things.
Yeah, we all believe in at least one of the things.
That's the requirement to be a host on this show.
It became that way.
Yeah. Well, what do you believe in? Four of the things.
I believe in ghosts and the simulation.
Oh.
But I only, or not ghosts, aliens.
Yeah, I was like, you said believe. You said seeing ghosts. A ghost would destroy your life. Here.
No, I misspoke. I believe that aliens exist, but that they haven't been to Earth. So I'm like I'm like a 1 point, you know, 3.
Well, you know, like the thing is, like everything's like alien if it's not from this Earth.
Yeah.
So if there's like a microbe living in some place that's not
but
here.
That's boring.
Yeah, like that's not what we're talking
right.
about.
No, we're talking about cool shit.
Yeah,
and also like I think half of the aliens are actually from Earth, so.
Oh, like David Bowie, what is this?
Like, just like some of the UAPs we see, just like basically runaway civilization, like advanced advanced societies.
Like the pyramids
that
and
have
stuff?
Been here for a long time. I think the idea of the pyramids came from advanced societies that we have forgotten about.
That's pretty awesome. I wish I love those stuff. Like, I love reading about it and stuff. I told you, I'm empty. I'm dead. I have nothing in me. I can't.
But
she's just a husk. She's just full of moths.
But she's like an empty wallet. A little moth flies out in a cartoon. Cobwebs.
Yeah, exactly.
But you do like tonight's topic.
Oh my God, blood rituals. Hey!
Spoiler!
Who's
Willy,
here for the blood
hit us with
rituals?
The topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, blood rituals. Why have so many civilization, cults, and blood brothers used blood? Spells? Symbolic rite of passage? Symbolic death and rebirth? Initiation? Magical protection and offerings to the gods? Who has done it and why? Should we still be doing blood rituals tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi?
Yes. Yes to everything.
Oh my God.
Okay, episode over.
So yeah,
we
right.
did it.
You're coming on as an expert. I mean, basically, you know. I mean, whether you're an expert or not, you are coming
a
on.
A fan, a big fan of it.
Yeah, you know, blood rituals—they're pretty rad.
What's your favorite of all of the civilizations and or people or cults or whatever? What's your favorite version of the blood ritual?
So there's like blood rituals that are focused on blood, that like blood is the main component. Like, you know, like I recently discovered that you say our name Bathory and not Bathory.
Oh.
But the like, you know, the Hungarian countess or...
Yeah.
She was some type of fancy type of people. And she allegedly murdered like 80, at least 80 women and girls and like tortured them to bathe in their blood so she can stay young and stuff and hot. And, you know, I do it because, like, right now I'm starting to get wrinkles in my forehead. And I'm, like, you know, anything goes. Like, I'll do anything, really.
Yeah.
I can understand it.
But how long would you bathe in blood before you realized it wasn't helping?
Well, I think it's too external. Like, I would kind of drink it too. Like, she was kind of, maybe she did. I don't know. Some people say she didn't do it at all, and they just pinned it on her because she's a chick.
Yeah, and they wanted to, like, get her a state or something because she was the...
Yeah, yeah.
She was, like, the maiden there of the estate. Something.
It's, like, the original way of canceling someone. It. Like, oh, she's a witch. Like, yeah. We get all of her stuff.
Right, exactly. But, like, unlike canceling Harvey Weinstein, it's, like, because they used to, like, not do shit at all. Like, I've been watching a lot of movies lately about... Because I'm, like, fascinated with how fucked up Europeans are.
Uh-huh.
Like, Europeans are they're so mean. Like, they were torturing people all the time. Like,
yeah.
I brought this, like, book. It's called Hung, Drawn, and Quartered. It's a kid's book from the UK.
Oh, my God.
That's fun.
It's a kid's book. So there's, like, activities. You can make, like, mummies and shrunken heads. And, like, it's a pretty cool book. Like, get it for your child.
I love weird kids.
But, you know, it's like, I'm fascinated with how brutal, like, there's no reason. They were, like, cutting tongues and, like, you know, all like, there's this movie called Mark of the Devil. If people like, you know, 70s movies that are kind of brutal, that one's great because it really shows the tortures. And but anyway, like, it was, so these rituals, they weren't really, like, about the blood. They were more about, like, the expulsion of the witch or the evil, and the blood was secondary to that.
Right.
But I'm, like, really, you know, I'm not actually, like, sorry, maybe, like, I should go after admitting this, but, like, I don't really know about blood rituals that are focused on the blood. I bet, like, some ancient, like, Central Americans did it and stuff.
Yeah, Mesoamericans.
Yeah, I mean, this topic's gonna go all over the place, but you know.
Before we go all over the place, have you guys seen Glenn Danzig's movie?
No.
Veronica? First one?
Wait, is it the one that there's like three vignettes?
With the woman that has,
Yeah.
Spoilers? Can I say it?
I think it's fine because that's the entire premise
right,
of that.
Right, so she has eyes instead of nipples.
Ooh.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's not what I thought you were going to say. That is a spoiler. But guess which one? Guess which one? Because there's three stories.
If it's been out for more than a year, it's not a spoiler.
I don't think it has. It was just doing the festivals like recently.
No, that's not the one I saw. He did another one.
Well, but wait. There's the nipple one. Then there's the one where they're cutting faces off.
This one I did not see.
Oh, see? This confirms my theory.
Yeah.
That he made a short, and then he wanted to make a feature, so he just tacked on like two other stories. So there's a new one. It's got that. That's the first one, and then there's like a face cutting off one, and then the last one is a woman who bathes in blood.
It rings a bell. Like the thing about the Danzig movie.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
so bad.
The thing about it is like, I tried to watch it. And I'm pretty successful at watching shit.
Yeah.
I'm like really good at it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I've tried to watch.
I can sit through almost anything.
Right. And I tried to watch the Danzig movie like three or four times. And I tried and I couldn't do it. Like, I was like, this is just horrible. But then when I describe it to people, because they ask what's so horrible about it.
Yeah.
And it's hard because I love trash movies. And I'm like, and I'm explaining it. And I'm like, and then in my head, I'm like, that doesn't sound so horrible. And then I try again, and I'm like, this is like awful.
It's so
sorry,
bad.
I love you, Danzig. Please marry me.
Danzig, you're great. You're 5'2", but you're yoked.
Danzig, I love you. Don't
Glenn,
listen to him. I
if
got
you're
you.
Out there, you've got some fans.
I got you.
What was I gonna say? Fuck.
Something
about his movie.
A specific thing about the
something
shorts.
About bathing
the blood,
in blood.
Blood bath. To blathe.
Black bugs have blue blood baths and blue bugs have blood.
Oh, I was going to say.
There, I knew
this
it.
Is just what I was going to say. And this is so not worth me waiting. Yeah. I was just going to say, have some friends over, put it on, talk over it. That's the way to watch it.
Maybe work out during the movie.
Yeah, maybe work out.
Work out during the movie.
You just put your own soundtrack onto it.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Okay, so let's dive in.
Mesoamerican cultures. Would you like to start there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, I don't know. I don't know when to start timeless,
right? Do you want
right?
me to start with the theory of where blood rituals started?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so there's a thought that blood rituals started back before we were even verbal. Back when we were like just roaming the land, we would kill animals which were warm, and we would watch the blood come out of them and watch them turn cold. And because there's no science or religion, you would just assume this is the life, the draining out of it. So then you start to worship the blood. And once deities come into play and nature worship, you would want to make offerings to this thing in hopes of favor, because you're giving it a life force to do work for you. So as that would move on, like, people would start sacrificing things to their ancestors, things to like other gods, and eventually it would just become like
children.
Yeah, children. Children are purer than adults.
Yeah.
So you want to sacrifice them more?
It's the good stuff.
Virgins, also pure. Like,
the more valuable.
What, am I going to make meat for this kid, or am I going to just sacrifice him to the fucking gods?
And that's another thing, too. Like, perhaps blood rituals and human sacrifice go back to, like, the success of ancient cultures, because it's less mouths to feed.
And right. It's easier if the kid is a brat.
Yeah, you're like, who's the worst one? Who's the worst one?
That one's always throwing rocks at me.
Yeah.
You know that, like, in the Bible.
It's a Dennis the Menace of.
In, like, the Jewish Bible, the real Bible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not your little fake
Testament.
Little.
Wink. Yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah.
your little new little fake
yeah,
one.
Yeah, not those who you think yeah, you're collections of stories yeah. after.
Like, the one that was, like, yeah, the old one. So it's like. So the Hebrew word for hell is Gehenom. And Gehenom, it means like Mount Hinnom. And then supposedly they would do a lot of like the heathens would do like, how do you call it? They would sacrifice children, and they would like bang on the drums, and they describe it really cool in the Bible, the drums and the babies, and like, and people are like, oh, this is wait. Like hell. Oh, wait, what is it? This is hell. Like, oh. So that's how hell, that's, yeah. But you know, everybody loves stem cells.
Oh yeah, everyone loves stem cells.
I'm into that. Them.
So who are we to judge, right?
Not me.
No, we're I think, yeah, pro no. stem cells.
Yeah. They were onto the right. They were onto the right thing. They just didn't know how to boil it down, right?
Or they, yeah, or they boiled
sometimes
it down.
Sometimes they did boil it down and eat it.
You boil it down, yeah. You get the stem cells out.
So like the, I mean, we should just jump into some random things, right? Like the Aztecs about 500 years ago used to do offerings to the sun god. Uh-huh. They would try to present still beating hearts to the gods.
Yeah.
Because they saw death as a part of life,
and they would just like, they thought that if they stopped, that their world would just come crashing down. So it was just like continuous live blood sacrifices, right? Yeah. But then there was somewhere that it were like bigger than the others, like solstices and stuff.
They were hooked. They were hooked
on that blood, baby.
They're like, oh, I can't stop it.
I just want it. Yeah.
I know there's like also like some African people that I'm sorry, like that they like cows. Maybe it's the Maasai, because the Maasai like cows, and they like they drink the blood of the cow. But the cow is unharmed. They just take some blood, and they drink it. It's like a health drink. So you know,
it's like Gatorade.
Maybe it's not about like. Oh, blood rituals are bad. Maybe it's about finding a way to keep that baby alive, yeah. Take his blood and keep him alive.
Right? Like if you... And,
I want
and,
the blood and my baby.
Yeah, like have the cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
If back you think cake. That this existence is part of a bigger existence, like as a culture, uh-huh. It's like, you know, they would be fine sacrificing themselves because they were assisting the souls of dead warriors. It's just like, hey, there's a war outside of this physical existence too, and we can be a part of that.
You know what would be fun is to go back in time, but like make the baby out of cake.
That would blow their mind.
They would be like, what?
Wait, there's they no would blood? Just kill you.
Everyone take a bite.
I would be their god. They would be like, you turned a baby into sweet bread? This is great.
You know what's also like important for this conversation? Obviously, it's Indiana Jones 2 Temple of Doom.
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah.
Uh-huh. Right? We can't talk about blood rituals and not talk about Indiana.
The most annoying
Kalima.
Kalima.
By the way, this actor is Israeli, just so you know. Ooh. The actor that does the Kalima. It's the pride of Israel for years. Before really? Gal Gadot, we had him.
Before who?
Gal Gadot.
Oh, got
or
it.
How do you say her name?
Yeah, yeah. No, no, you got it.
You yeah. would know more than us.
He was the star. He was, and the guy, he was in The Mummy too. He was like in The Scorpion King or something.
Ooh.
I don't know. He was like, oh. So the Kalima, you know.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite movie in the world.
It's my favorite Indiana Jones. Everyone says it's the worst one, but it's my favorite one.
Right. And now everybody wants to be cool because Short Round won the Oscar. So now everybody likes it all of a sudden.
No, oh, but here. Let me just say this.
Say it.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Short Round is annoying. And the woman is annoying.
What the?
Spoken and like the a whole, white man.
What are you talking
time,
about?
The whole time, it's just... them going, meh, meh, Indy, meh, meh,
no
meh.
Time for love, Dr. Jones. You listen to me, you live longer.
Yeah, see?
That's how I talk. Literally, it's just like, that's how I talk as an immigrant.
No, but
it's like seeing me.
It's,
like,
it's really relatable.
Yeah, but if I went into a cave with you and there was bugs and we were walking around and there's all these bugs, you wouldn't be like, meh, meh.
That's my favorite
part. Well, here's
part,
the thing.
It might the bugs. That's my
the problem
part.
Is it was written that way where they were like, his two best friends are basically obstacles for him also.
Well, where the what would we have without it? Like, have you heard about like plots and like it's important to drive a plot? You wouldn't know about this. Let me explain something to
no,
you.
No, you're right. I haven't studied my whole
let
life.
Let me woman explain you right
okay,
now.
Okay, please do.
No, but it's like there's the part also with the blood. So the way they get them like in this like zombie mode so that they can take the Kalima.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they have like all these child slaves there.
Yeah.
That they stole from the village.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all drink the blood.
Yeah.
So, the blood.
Of the children? Or the children drink
no,
the blood?
Whose blood do they drink though? Because that I can't remember.
They do like... the sacrifice.
The
yeah.
sacrifice blood.
They show like a I think a woman doing it, and then they want the blonde lady. They capture the blonde lady. They're gonna get
Kate Capshaw's, by the way, Steven Spielberg's wife.
I didn't know.
Coincidence?
That.
I what, think not.
What do you guys think of blood?
Oh, I love it.
It's all right.
I don't know why I would have all these scabs on my leg.
Okay.
Are you even Jewish?
I don't know.
Am I Jewish?
I don't think you're Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
Okay.
Did I claim to be?
I don't know if I want to be in this show anymore. No, just kidding.
Oh.
What happened to your scab?
It would be fun to pick them and then like watch the blood come out. So I think I'm pro-blood.
You're very salad fingers. That's a very
when I
salad
see...
fingers thing to like.
What's salad fingers?
Oh my God, salad fingers
he
is
likes
awesome.
It when the red water comes out. I am salad fingers.
Fuck.
I like it.
It's pretty creepy. You should watch it. Do you remember Happy Tree Friends?
Yeah.
That had a lot of blood in it.
That's true. A lot of animated blood.
I have my lame story when I was a kid of when I learned that you could die from loss of blood. I was so afraid of it that like any time I would bleed, I would just drink it. Try to put it back in my body.
Oh,
like, oh, no, this is, I don't want to die of loss of blood.
That's pretty cool.
That's scary, dude.
And I like the taste of blood.
It's like pissing in your mouth or something, in your own mouth.
And the iron, you know, iron's got a great taste.
Do you guys think that circumcision counts as a blood sacrifice?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah? Totally. Because, you know, oh, my God, I'm going to get canceled in Israel and Brooklyn now.
No, it's fine.
But
not here, though.
Not here. I'm going to get canceled in some parts of West Hollywood. But you know the moils of the bris that you do the circumcision and there's like a rabbi that does that.
Mm-hmm.
So like they do it like, so when they cut it, okay, they cut the
Have you been to a
the
Bris?
The foreskin?
Have I been to a Bris? Of course I've been to a Bris. Okay.
Who hasn't? Fucking grow up. Grow up. Grow up, you two. Grow up.
No, sometimes they do it in the hospital. No, you take the rabbi. Okay, so there's a rabbi that does specifically that is the moil. And then he cuts it and he like, some of them like, they like suck the blood out of the little baby penis. I swear, I'm not even.
What?
And they do it, and they I don't know why, but it's sometimes it's a part of it.
Out of the skin or out of the wee wee?
Out of the wee wee.
Cause they cut the skin around the wee wee, so the best way to get the blood is to suck it. The wee wee.
So check this out. There was a rabbi at some point in Israel, a moyo, that did that, and a bunch of babies got herpes.
What? No.
Oh my God.
You can't be a moil.
I think they're
canceling
my
herpes?
Israeli citizenship right now.
Holy shit.
Oh boy,
this is like stuff I'm not supposed to tell non-Jews.
They didn't get it from that though. They didn't get it from that. They got it from something else.
Well, yeah, they're fucking all over town.
Yeah, those were some hot babies.
Yeah.
Play the babies. They were asking for
look
it.
Look what they were wearing.
Yeah, look what they were wearing.
Nothing?
Diapers?
Yeah, like,
excuse
oh my God.
Me?
But there is a thing about sucking your wound, right? Because it helps the platelets or something.
It's like something in
the
your
saliva,
mouth.
The saliva mixing with the platelets.
Except our saliva is like the dirtiest thing. That's why like human bites are so dangerous.
They are?
Yeah, they're super dangerous because our mouths are disgusting. And
more
it's
than
easy
the
to
dog's
get
mouth?
Yeah.
There's like a mythical story in my family that my grandma supposedly, and my grandma, like my grandparents, I don't know why, but they were like 1,000 years old. They were born like in 1900.
Holy shit.
I don't know why, because I'm 29, but for some reason they were hella old. And okay. My grandma, like, so there were cauldrons, right, in Europe where you like make jam and stuff, you know?
Okay.
Supposedly, yeah, jam. And my grandma supposedly, when she was like 3 years old, she like climbed onto one of those cauldrons and fell and got like really bad burns all over her body.
Oh my gosh.
Not body, but on her body.
Uh-huh.
And then, so the legend has it that the town gypsy came to the dying baby and she was like to the mother, she was like, let my dog lick her. And she like, and her dog licked her for like 24 hours, and supposedly she was saved. So that's my family.
That's some dog.
but now everybody's like, oh, you shouldn't let your dogs lick your mouth because it's dirty. Like,
it's not
what
that
do
dirty.
They know?
Lickety split, save my grandma.
I heard not to kiss a dog because they get worms and they lick their asshole, and then you can get worms.
Well, I do those things too, so.
You lick your asshole?
Maybe.
That's why she does yoga. She's a yogi, didn't you know?
Have you ever, are you capable of licking? No, I don't think anyone in this room right now can do that.
Can anyone
in this
room
can do it?
Probably the extreme benders.
People that get their ribs removed to suck their own dicks. I bet they
like
could
Cher.
Also. Yeah, like Cher.
Cher did that?
I bet Cher can lick her own asshole.
Cher wanted to suck her own dick?
Do you remember when people said that she took out a rib?
Did they
only say it in Israel?
No, we heard that was, our urban legend version of that was.
Pam Anderson?
No, it was.
Didn't she?
No.
Trent Reznor?
Before that.
No. God damn it. Shut up.
Yes. Marilyn Manson. People can't
Marilyn
hear Sevan.
Yeah, but you did like four.
Nobody can hear Sevan.
Marilyn Manson. That was our urban legend, that he had a rib removed. We also had an urban legend. Do you guys have this? That he was the friend from Wonder Years.
Oh, no.
Did you guys have Wonder
Years? I don't think we really had. It was very select what we had there. So we had like a real cool.
It was government approved, right?
It used to be. When we had governments.
Do you know who Fred Savage is?
Oh, yeah. I know who Fred Savage is.
Ooh.
He just got canceled.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He
I think he's borderline
like
canceled.
He hit on a 15-year-old. A PA really hard at a rap party. My thing about...
Something
I want to get into this real quick. My thing about blood.
Uh-huh.
You look at all of, I know we haven't gotten into too many, but there's all these ancient civilizations, there's these cults, there's these, all these people are into blood. blood sacrifices, blood everything. The idea that I like is that we all produce electromagnetic fields.
Okay.
And if you want to make an electromagnetic field, you need, let's say you have a nail and a battery, and you wrap the nail with copper, and you connect that. You're going to make this nail magnetic. We have in our blood, in every little piece of blood, we have the most magnetic metal in the world in our blood. Iron.
That's why Magneto is so powerful.
We have iron in our blood.
Oh, yeah.
Our electricity, our blood is circulating. So we have a current. And our conduit is our nervous system. Our nervous system creates electrical impulses. So our blood actually has a magnetic field, just like we do. So if you were to kill something fresh and put blood on it, you would amplify the magnetic field of whatever you were putting the blood on. So blood in the science realm actually, like fresh blood, actually has a power to it in the realm of you know, I don't want to say manifesting, but like connecting to the universe, fresh blood is fucking number one.
Oh, it's a conduit to the universe.
Yeah.
Well, I believe, you know what? I believe you. And I have, like, believe it or not, and I'm not being ironical or anything, I have Tourette syndrome. So like a lot of times I feel like I'm like a battery. Like I feel all the time like, like I'm going to explode with all this electricity. And I swear to you also that like fucking electrical shit go wrong near me a lot of times.
Oh.
I don't know.
Are you just really bad at computers?
I am not bad at computers. I'm good at computers. I'll tell you even more.
But you've had some burnouts.
I really love Excel sheets and stuff.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Well, you're a producer. You got it.
Yeah. What's your favorite formula?
Oh, my God. I just love the simple, like, functions, you know? I just love, like, sum. Like, oh, God. Give it all day. Average? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get it.
Pivot tables. Yeah.
H lookup, V lookup.
Oh, my God. V lookup, girl.
Get out of here with that V lookup. Oh, my God.
Sure.
It's a great time.
No, that's pretty great.
We all love it.
But, like, I think a lot of times I'm like, wow, if you could harness my energy. If you could harness my energy, like I wouldn't have to pay electricity bill. If my house could be powered by my ticks, like I wish, you know. I have friends with even worse ticks, and they're like, we should like, you know, make an industry basically enslaving people with Tourette's to produce energy.
Okay, yeah. I think that's the Matrix.
That's the Matrix, correct.
Yeah. It's also maybe Monsters Incorporated probably too.
Ooh, right, with the screams and the things. And
yeah,
the...
I bet you can alter those cans to hold ticks instead of screams.
But if you wanted to alter everyone's electromagnetic field, you could use Wi-Fi and cell phone towers and microwaves and like I don't think a lot of people believe that we actually have electromagnetic fields and produced from our body.
Yeah.
So it's crazy if you do believe that and you think of all of the electronic things that we use, like it does affect us. I don't, you know, like,
yeah.
Who's paying for the research to say that it's safe? Yeah, the cell phone companies, and it's safe.
I'm not stupid. It's just electromagnetics.
Yeah.
I can't pay rent this month because my electromagnetic field went a little crazy.
I mean, couldn't that just be your aura, your electromagnetic field?
Your chi?
Yeah.
Your chi?
It could be an aura or a chi.
Yeah.
How do you
Richie
folks feel about like astrology, by the way? I'm just curious.
I believe in it heavily.
I believe in it like the way you believe in psychics. Like I believe in psychics, I believe in astrology, but I feel like most things are cashing in.
Yeah, I don't believe in like a newspaper horoscope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I believe in, like, CoStar.
It's easy to take in a horoscope and start your day with it and then like apply it to your day. I used to always check my horoscope at the end of the day to see if it worked. But you, in the same way, you can make it work for you if you want to believe in it or not. So,
right.
So, but I do believe that the gravities and the where everything is when you were born has an effect on.
So you believe that there is a solar system?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't? You don't believe there's a solar system?
Mm, that's the biggest sham since JFK.
Go.
I wish. I'm telling you, I'm empty. I wish I believed there's no solar system.
Oh, man.
I wish I believed in anything.
I wish you did, too. That'd be crazy.
I love somebody, somebody put Pluto over Australia. Pluto's the size of Australia.
Yeah.
No wonder it got demoted. It's a tiny fucking planet, man.
People are so mad about it. And Pluto and its moon, which is almost the same size as Pluto, can't clear its path around the sun. So that's the new classification. If the body can clear its path. So it's so small that it's riddled with things that are just as big as it in its path.
Mm. Well, damn.
I have a question about blood.
Okay.
Did you ever do like a blood agreement with the body or
the blood brother? You ever? Oh, yeah,
yeah. You did this.
I've never done it.
You did?
I've never done it.
You did it.
Yeah, I did. I did with a guy, and it was crazy because we were good buds. We were in thick as thieves. Both of our brothers were just troublemakers. And then one night, all four of us went out on the town, and all of a sudden we got into a bunch of trouble. I got arrested at gunpoint with my friend just from like walking around and like whatever.
Sharing blood.
You know, like
they were on a crime spree. They were stealing bikes. Yeah, yeah. They didn't just get arrested. They were breaking into trucks, stealing bikes.
But I was just like, we're hanging out. Hey, this truck door is open. What's in here? There's a briefcase.
Look at these documents.
The guy that owned the truck said that we used laser cutters to cut into his truck, and there was no evidence of that, but we got charged for it.
But you were a blood brother, though.
You were charged. Yeah, you were charged for owning a laser cutter.
Yeah, okay. Charge us.
One charge usage of laser cutter.
Seventh grade laser cutter into a semi.
It's pretty awesome.
That's not even a thing.
Tell the judge.
That's a fucking James Bond gizmo.
But when we got arrested, they got sent back to Mexico, and I don't know. There was a moment where I was hanging out with him, and I had to choose between him and my other friend that I was better friends with, that I no longer, that I was not blood brothers with. But it was crazy to choose my buddy that like I was better buddies with over someone who I agreed to share blood with. Mm. It's just a moment in my life where I was like, well, I was wrong about the blood.
Blood isn't thicker than water.
You took the wrong blood.
Yeah. Bad blood.
Why do you ask? Did you have one?
Yeah, I remember that like I used to have like a boyfriend when I was like 18 or something. And I don't know, I think like I have mental illness probably, but like we used to like I'm so cool, I have mental illness, I think I'm special. so we used to like kind of like wrestle. I don't know why. I was also drunk a lot, never mind. But like we used to like wrestle, like not really hurt each other, but just like roll around. And then I remember one time we were like, let's do it. Like, I don't know. And we got knives and we cut our hair, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And then we put it together and we like squeezed the hands and we were like, blood brothers. I don't know why I did that, but it happened. And you know, and
did you feel stronger after?
I did feel stronger after, but you know what? The thing is that since the like 70s and 80s with the HIV epidemic, how do you think that like put a wrench in the blood ritual business?
Yeah. Now it's just spit. You spit in your hand.
It's like nowadays you don't, you know, like now, by the way, like I think they're solved AIDS now.
They're what?
I think they cured AIDS.
Did they?
Like they did? I think like two people got cured of AIDS.
Is this like just today?
No, like recently though. So that's not even a problem anymore. Let's go back to raw dogging.
Yeah, let's fuck everyone.
Wait, oh no, don't listen to me. I'm not a doctor.
But both of you guys who did the blood brother ritual, do you ever, is it like twins? Do you ever like feel like, oh, my blood brother's in danger?
Are
right
you
now.
Okay?
I really got to call them right now. Something's up.
Is it ever like that? Do you ever get that?
Are you eating lettuce? No, not for me.
Oh, I wish. That would be awesome. I think that's the thing. Like, you know, when I was like 12 or 13, I was like, I want to be a witch. Like, I really believed it, like these things. I was like, magic, you know, magic. And I was reading the Wicca book and like doing spells on my cat and nothing happened. And then I kind of was bummed, honestly, because I really gave it 100%. I gave it 100%. Yeah. And I was really bummed because I did like a spell that I can talk to my cat and it didn't work.
So fucking cute.
But I did a bunch of spells. I also spelled people to be in love with me and it didn't work. I don't know. So I kind of was bummed.
I think you got to revisit that every time, every decade, because your beliefs kind of change and you are stronger in certain beliefs. And
right. Like maybe now my emptiness needs to be filled with Wicca.
Oh, yeah.
Are any of you Wiccan?
Can you be a male Wiccan?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, like
I'll be a Wiccan, sure.
You guys can be Wiccans together.
Yeah, let's do it. Make some wicker chairs.
Yeah, make a wicker man.
We'll make a wicker man.
John Wicca.
Wicker man.
John Wick. Wicker man.
John Wicca. Yeah.
Oh, all right, man. Well, we're coming down to the line and we have yet to talk about a single blood ritual.
We did talk about blood ritual.
We touched
no,
on
I'm
it.
No, I'm saying like, go through, give us the hits. What are the top blood rituals, MTV style?
Right. Indigenous Americans, usually a sun dance would follow with some kind of blood sacrifice. The Mayans did a lot of blood sacrifice the same way the Aztecs did.
The Etruscans. The Etruscans? I can't
read.
I can't read. farmers' trades like Carthage and Greece, although earlier historians were not confident that the I can't say it. Engage in human sacrifice. Recent excavations reveal multiple sites of human sacrifice.
We should bring back human sacrifice because, you know how we have like death row and stuff, but like that doesn't really stop anyone from being bad.
Yeah.
But if we were just like monthly sacrifice, human sacrifice in every society.
Right.
Like, who are you going to pick?
The worst ones.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. When you get into sacrifices, you want to choose the best ones because that's actually worth more.
Yeah.
Depending on what you believe in.
Well,
that's like you don't want no pedophile blood. That sucks.
I want to amend it to say pedophile blood is the best blood.
Oh, because they feed on the children.
Yes.
And then, there we go.
So they got the adrenochrome.
Here's another thing about the blood too, right? If you follow the line of the electromagnetic fields and like the power of the blood, like
the power of the blood.
The power of blood compels you.
Yeah.
There's power in the blood. Isn't that a Christian song?
Christians love blood. Like
Christians love blood too.
Jesus, what?
Yeah, we're drinking his blood.
That's a blood.
Fucking
wait a minute.
That's a blood ritual whole time.
That is a blood ritual. It was right
shit,
in front of us.
Right in front of us.
How did we not put that together? They're pagans.
The Chinese did pit sacrifices back in ancient China, where they would cut a bunch of people's throats and throw them in a pit.
Oh,
sacrifice.
I'm sorry. What do you like in the realm of the power of blood? Period blood could actually be stronger than regular blood too, because this is the chance at making another life, and that is the most powerful process in the universe is to procreate.
That's pretty good blood, and I'll tell you, Jews don't like that blood.
No,
they don't like that
it.
Blood. You're supposed to, in the Orthodox, you're supposed to like hide when you have that woman time.
Where do you hide? You have like a closet you go into?
I'm not like, I don't really know. I'm like the most secular person, so I don't really know. But there's like, you're supposed to cleanse yourself, like It's not good. Oh, and I know that Italians, as I don't know if all Italians, but some Italians, they're like, the woman can't make the pasta when she has the period.
And so here's my thing. I think that all of these patriarchal societies have made
bro, you're eating period
this
pasta
blood
right now.
Less than when it's like the most powerful thing in the universe.
Do you remember Midsommar where she put her period blood in his drink? And
you
drank
see,
it?
That's
it
why like, they have to put us away because we can cast a spell
with our period blood.
With the
is
period
that how you
blood
made your cat talk?
I wish. I didn't have blood a period even back then. You know what? I was that much of a loser.
I'm going to make next no sci-fi.
You're not cool if you don't have your period.
Dude, I really thought that. Drink. When I was growing up, I think people were like on some growth hormones and people were getting their periods when they were like 10 years old.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
And I felt like a loser because it only came like when I was 13. I was like, oh my God, I'm such a loser. But I actually have like an idea. Like, you know how we have global warming?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly. Mm-hmm. We have global
arguably
warming.
Arguably.
Supposedly.
You know, the Earth changes temperatures every 100 years.
But you know what? No blood rituals, more global warming.
She's got a point. Oh, my God. She's got a
we
point.
We have not paid our dues in the realm of living on Earth.
That's why it's fucking pissed. It's like, where's my blood?
Where's
bitch
my blood, motherfucker?
Yeah, it's been like 100 years.
Spill your fucking blood.
I gave
blood
you computers.
Yeah. Give me fucking blood.
All right. Well, any kind of like final thoughts? Say the documentary website again.
Oh, it's buttholesurfersmovie.com.
All right. Go there for...
Go watch it. We have a really fun teaser that is like how we envision a scene to be in the movie. And it has Keith Morris and a puppet and all kinds of things are happening in an attempt to recreate the psychedelic audiovisual full body experience that is a Bottle Surfers show.
Do you want to plug your socials or anything? You want to tell these people where to find you?
At Noah Durban.
All right.
Yeah. On
stuff. D-U-R-B-A-N.
D-U-R-B-A-N. Noah, N-O-A. And then D-U-R-B-A-N.
Oh, shit. I've been spelling it with an H.
Idiot.
My last thing about blood rituals I thought was compelling was in India, currently, they do volunteer blood rituals. They will donate blood as a way to remember politicians who have died. They were assassinated. The two different Gandhis, the Prime Minister and Rajiv Gandhi. I can't say his names, but I just thought it was interesting that they give blood to in
honor.
Yeah, in honor of assassinated leaders. I'm like, that's fucking cool.
Well, my final thought is, in Africa, albinos are hunted every day for their blood, their genitals, and their bones. If you know anyone in need of help or being human trafficked as albinos, definitely report it to your local authorities.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
thanks,
Noah,
Aaron.
Thank you so much for being here. You're going to stick around for the bonus?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we're going to keep the conversation going with our friend Noah. I spaced your last name.
Durban.
Durban.
N-O-A-D-U-R-B-N. It's N to the O to the A to the D to the U to the R to the B-A-N. Yeah. Top that.
Top that. Oh, fuck. No, I can't get into it. I'm
Teen
sorry.
Witch?
Yeah. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Patreon. Or I'm sorry. Reallifesci-fi.show. Find us there.
Yeah.
And remember, nothing else, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Guess that's it. Guess that's the show. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to continue the conversation with Noah here. And just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Ooh.